On By Design, it's time for Trends.
In Trends today, we're looking at the design of a product which some of you might think has a finite future, the postage stamp. In this age of email, how long is it since you stuck a stamp onto an envelope? I honestly can't remember when I last did. Yet, since the profile bust of Queen Victoria appeared on the penny black in 1840, stamp design has continued to evolve, and Australia has set trends that the world has followed. So it's my pleasure to welcome to By Design Lynette Traynor, Design Studio Manager for Australia Post. Lynette, welcome.
Thank you, Alan.
Now, to appreciate the future, we probably need a bit of a history. What image appeared on the first Australian stamp?
Well, the first Commonwealth Australian stamp was the kangaroo and map stamp, which came out in 1913. Prior to that, we'd had state stamps. And we were quite the rebels because our Postmaster General wanted to put something that was uniquely Australian on a stamp, and we had the kangaroo on top of a white map of Australia. But all the other Commonwealth countries at the time, quite interestingly, were putting the king's head on stamps. And so we were ridiculed quite a large amount in the UK in particular. And it was quite an interesting time. 6 months following the kangaroo and map, there was a change of government here, which was more conservative, and we ended up with King George on the stamp as well as the kangaroo. But we've been rebels from the very start.
Oh, well, it's a relief to know that the king finally turned up. a stamp's a very small canvas for a designer, and apart from an image, it usually carries text. What's the essential information that has to be contained on a stamp?
Okay, well, there's a couple of mandatory items that go on every stamp. We have the name of the country, of course, so the word Australia has to appear, and the denomination, which will be the largest piece of text on the stamp. So the denomination is the price, whether it's 60 cents or more or less. We also have if the issue is about something scientific or specific faunas or floras, we will have the name of the species or a relevant piece of text depicting what is in the stamp. And we will also have a tiny micro-printed year date somewhere within the stamp for the collectors to be able to tell when the stamp was printed.
Oh, so you're helping out collectors.
Yes, we try to make sure it's there for a couple of reasons. It tells people when the stamp was printed, and we've only been doing it for sort of 10 years or so, but it also means that if for any reason a stamp is reprinted in another form, or recently we did stamp on a stamp images, it means that we're protecting the value of the collector's original stamps.
Yeah, I think I'm right in saying, aren't I, that the UK is the only nation that doesn't have the name of the country on the stamp because they got there first?
Yes, I believe so. Well, they have the Queen's head, so they have a silhouette of the Queen's head instead, and we're all quite jealous of that because it's a lot more graphic than trying to fit the word Australia in.
Now, you might think that an appreciation of stamps is about their appearance, but recently Australia Post introduced the sense of smell into its design. Can you tell us about this?
Well, it's quite interesting. This is actually the third time we've put a scent onto a stamp, and this particular issue was about Australian farming of native plants, and we've put the eucalyptus scent onto a sheetlet of 10 stamps, which is a special product. So if you want to buy the scented stamps, you have to buy the stamp pack they come in. We haven't put the scent out into the general postage area. But we actually did it in 2006 for rose scented stamps. And as I only found out the other day, in 2000 on a series of garden stamps, we had the scent of grass, all of which have been on limited run special products.
Why rose scented stamps?
When we did the rose-scented stamp, it was actually on a rose stamp, which was for Valentine's Day. And when you rubbed on the rose, you actually smelt the rose.
Oh. That's nice.
Yes.
Well, let's move on to the sense of taste. I'm sure that many of our listeners can remember what you used to taste when you licked a stamp. But in the 1990s in Australia, we did something revolutionary to change that forever, didn't we?
That's right. Australia was the country that developed and came up with the self-adhesive stamp. And it was a huge innovation for the world of stamps because nobody thought that it would really take off, this peel and stick stamp. But what we had identified at the time was that there was a need for, particularly for smaller businesses who perhaps weren't large enough to buy a franking machine and bulk process their mail, but also, you know, would send out too many letters at the time to, you know, have someone sitting there licking their stamps or wetting the stamps down. So the peel and stick had a very practical application at that point in time. Now, just about every country in the world produces self-adhesive stamps, and you know, the printing technology has improved, and they are as popular as our gum stamps.
On ABC Radio National, you're with By Design, and I'm talking to Lynette Trainer, Design Studio Manager for Australia Post, about the world of stamp design. Lynette, another trend that we championed here was the personalised stamp. You no longer need to be the leader of the country or a national hero, or a kangaroo for that matter, to have your face on a stamp, do you?
No, that's right. We came up with, once again, an Australian innovation in 1999, the idea of the personalised stamp, whereby we created a tab that sits alongside and is connected to a stamp design, and you can send in your picture or the picture of your family or your dog or your cat, and you can have that printed beside the stamp, so it becomes one unit and it's personalised, and you can use that for things like Christmas. Our biggest sellers are weddings. A lot of people use them for their wedding invitations. We use special occasion stamps, so birthdays, all sorts of things like that. And that has been quite an interesting evolution. We also do some of those in a very generic, we'll have a generic stamp design, and a lot of companies use them for souvenir stamp sheets and that sort of thing, where they can put their company logo beside a very Australian looking stamp to promote themselves.
Well, talking about souvenirs, stamp design is also the way we commemorate important events such as the Sydney Olympics or royal weddings. So can you tell us about the trend towards instant stamps?
Yes, yet another Australian innovation. In 2000, Australia was the first country that came up with the concept of the instant stamp for the Sydney Olympics. And what we were trying to do was make sure that we could get a stamp out when we won a gold medal, get a stamp out for sale within 48 hours. That has now evolved, and we've done instant stamps for every Olympic game since, for gold medal winners. We also did the Commonwealth Games, which was amazing. I think we did 110 stamps in the 2 weeks they were on. So that was a truly Herculean effort. And recently we've done the royal wedding of Will and Kate, which was a rather long evening, I can tell you, from sitting there getting the images and putting the stamp together. And that has been hugely successful.
Are the designs of Australian postage stamps and the decisions about design all made in-house, or do you commission outside artists and designers?
The decisions are made in-house, and the discussions about approach and what we are going to do with the design. We have an internal design studio. I have an amazing set of talented people in-house, but we would design 50% of the stamps in-house, but we would design all of the product that goes with stamps in-house, bar one or two minor things. The other 50% of stamps we would put out to external designers, and there's a couple of reasons for that. Some of it is for specialist skills, so we might go to a specialist wildlife illustrator or a special photographer, a skill set that we don't have in-house. And in that case, in that case, the typography would be done in-house. And then we also go to some high-end design studios externally, and that's to make sure that we represent the country nationally.
Finally, and just briefly, we'd tend to assume, I think, that Australia Post doesn't print as many stamps as it once did, but in fact, does it?
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yes, we do, actually. It's quite interesting that there has been some reduction of mail in terms of business mail and that sort of thing, but social mail is actually doing quite well. And I think people have moved through that trend of sending email birthday cards and that sort of thing and are going back to it. Really doesn't replace that nice birthday card in the mail and all those sorts of things. People get a lot of good feelings from stamps. You know, we try to portray a lot of imagery that people can connect with. So not only are we selling them for use on postage, but we also find that people are collecting them in different forms and different special products a la the scented stamps.
So you're going to be in business for quite a while yet?
I certainly hope so. I'm not planning to retire in the next year or so.
Well, we've licked the stamps, we've licked the envelope and sent it on its way. Lynette Trainer, Design Studio Manager for Australia Post, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Alan. It was my pleasure.
Coming up next on By Design, something terminal, how to design a good crematorium.